Well, good evening, everyone. Hope you're all well. On tonight's show, well, it's quite a touchy one tonight. I'm hoping to raise some cash for this charity. That's why I've got this guy on. It's Richard Atkinson. The foundation is Bay Behaviour Support Foundation. And tonight, you're going to listen to it all about it on... Yeah, let's get some cash for this amazing charity. What an amazing story. Hope you enjoy it. Get your hankies ready, people. I'm telling you. So, yeah, there's a song in there and there's some points in the programme where you can donate, and you will hear how to do that by text message. And anyway, sit back, relax. I hope you enjoy the show. Thanks for being on the show, Richard. Here we go. Right. Good evening, people. And as announced for this show, we've got a focus on dyslexia, adversity, and obviously business, because I think they're all interlinked. And this one this week is an amazing adversity show. And we'll take you through it. And I'll get my guest to introduce himself in a second, and he can tell you all about what he's doing and why he's doing it. So, good evening, Richard.
Hiya.
So, for those out there, because obviously I know you are because you're sat in front of me, but for those people out there, can you let everyone know who you are and what you're actually currently doing?
Yeah, my name's Richard Atkinson. I founded a charity called Bay Behaviour Support Foundation on the 4th of March 2015. A charity set up purely to provide memory boxes for parents that have suffered baby loss. The charity name comes from obviously baby Ava, who unfortunately was my daughter that we sadly lost on the 26th of May 2014. The memory box meant a hell of a lot to me purely because I wasn't in the country. Unfortunately, I was on a plane trying to get home to see her. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. She passed away while I was actually on the plane. So a memory box brought a lot of comfort to myself. And the charity that gave us ours, we wanted to donate some money.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, they said they were no longer doing the memory boxes. So I knew what the memory boxes meant to me and the help that it gave me. So I basically decided to set the charity up.
No, I think it's good. We obviously had a conversation earlier in the week, and sort of, I've asked you some of the questions before, but I've asked them again because no one else has heard them. But I mean, I think it's... when I think about adversity, and that's why I like to talk to people like yourself, where you've gone through a really emotional and, you know, one of the worst things you could probably ever go through, losing a child. But then to come out of that the other side and turn it into a positive for other people, I think is commendable. And that's why I like to have people like yourself on the show, because everyone out there is going through struggles of some descriptions, you know, no, not belittling anyone, but some are worse than others. You know what I mean? But at this moment in time, someone's going through something which they think is, like, you know, it's the end of the world type of thing. And I think, like yourself and other people doing similar sort of things, is a great way for those people that are going through that experience to realise that they're not alone and there's something there, even though it might be not be massive significance, or that minor, small gesture that you're making makes a massive impact to their future lives.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think it's phenomenal. So... inside the box, so you said you do these boxes for children. I know you've got some stats and what have you about the number of children. So what do you actually send to people that they receive?
They're like probably a 300 mil by 300 mil square box. They come in pink and blue, obviously for a baby and a baby boy and a baby girl.
Yeah.
And we also do a white box for basically children that basically die too early to know what sex the baby is.
Wow, yeah.
So in the memory box is there's a hand and foot clay kit for the baby's impressions of their hand and foot. There's forget-me-not seeds that were planted and grow back every year. There's an angel candle which can be lit every celebration, so Christmas, birthdays, anniversaries, anything that they want. We also do a little silver necklace, a silver star and a silver necklace. That's significant to me and my wife, purely because we had to tell our 4-year-old at the time that his little sister was a star in the sky.
Yeah.
So losing Ava was probably the hardest thing that will ever happen to myself. Second to that was telling a 4-year-old that knew his sister wasn't going to be there is the second hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Yeah, because you know how that's making you feel. So then to say, you're sort of passing that on to someone who's very young and impressionable, and yeah, it must be a terrible thing to do and have to do.
And he played such a big part in my wife's pregnancy with Ava as well. So, not morning sickness he was there rubbing her, holding her hair and rubbing her back, and always saying kissing her good night and talking to Ava all the time. So yeah, he played a massive part in the pregnancy. So yeah, he was affected quite badly. So, but yeah, he's got the boxes, and we've in the boxes as well. We've got a little pouch for a lock of hair.
Yeah.
Then there's two identical teddies. So one stays with baby, one stays with the parents. There's a fleece blanket and a knitted blanket that my mother and I think we've got about 4 or 5 other ladies that knit for us. So that then again, one stays with baby, one stays with parents.
Right.
Then there's some numerous poems. There's our business card. There's an inkless wipe kit, but basically it's just like a baby wipe, and then it's put on special paper that they get the ink print of a hand.
Right.
And then they basically go off to the hospitals and are given out when needed. And I wish they could just sit on a shelf and collect dust, but unfortunately the stats that are out there, and they don't, unfortunately. And then parents can get in touch with the charity and request a box if they've not been given one. Most recently, I sent one to West Virginia in America.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant.
So,
that's good, and it's commendable that you're doing that. So, I mean, you were talking about the other day, there's quite a lot of before 28 days, I think you talk about, don't you?
Yeah.
There's quite a lot of statistics, a big statistic in it. What's the numbers?
Well, I looked at the stats when I, because obviously I didn't want to, because there are other charities there that do this, and I did want to cover, make sure that there was the boxes were there. So when I did look into the figures, it worked out that for stillbirth and neonatal, which is up to 28 days old, there's roughly about 6,600 babies die every year. So you break that down into a daily basis, you're looking around about 15 to 18 a day in the UK. So that's only up to 28 days. We're not talking about babies that die after those 28 days.
Mm-hmm.
So from 28 days onwards, that isn't even included in that figure. So if you look at the turn of the century, say, we're talking 102,000 babies pretty much that have passed away from stillbirth or neonatal. I work on a figure of roughly the amount of people that are affected by a baby loss, just the one, could be up to around about 50 people, could be more, could be less. I work on average around about 50 people. So you're talking about 5.2 million people have been affected since the turn of the century.
That's a lot of people, isn't it? It's a lot of people. Unless you've been through that, we obviously hear about it, but then when it hits you or it hits people you know, then it's devastating.
It's not just the, obviously the parents are the foremost, and babies, brothers and sisters are the ones that are going to obviously be affected the most. But then you've got to look at the grandparents, your aunts, uncles, families, even friends that are affected by this, work colleagues, and it does affect a whole range, well, the whole community, really.
Yeah, it does, because I know someone, I won't even mention the name, but I know someone her child died, young child, and after a post-operation, so I'm not talking about any 28 days, and that upset me, and she's not even related to me. Someone that I know, I get it. It does affect a wide, has a ripple effect on a lot of people, doesn't it?
And I understand we're put on this earth to live, and then eventually we all grow old and we pass away. And it is different. I feel that baby loss is totally different from losing a mom, a dad, a brother, a sister, that you've had 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years of those memories. Whereas a baby, you've had a up to 28 days.
Which... Yeah, and then you've got all the what ifs and what would it be now, yeah, like now and all that sort of, you know, it's, yeah, so yeah, we can all imagine what that, you know, goes through your head there. So yeah. I think it's brilliant what you're doing, and not the actual, you know, issue, but I think, yeah, that what you're doing is commendable. And so on those numbers, the thing we talked about the other day is it's about, you need to give a box to every single family. Well, obviously, you'd like to give, yeah, zero, but you're talking about something like 250,000 boxes a year, yeah, or something, did we work out?
Yeah, an average box costs around about £40 with the items that go into the box, and then obviously, yeah, getting them out to the hospitals. And as I've said before, there are other charities that go out there and do these memory boxes as well. But if there was no other memory box, and it was only Baby Ava Support Foundation that was doing the boxes, at £40 a box for 6,600 babies, you're talking £250,000 a year.
Yeah.
That's a year. So turn of the century, you're talking around about £4 million.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a lot of money, but it's not... also, with a lot of people donating or people getting, yeah, on board, that should be an achievable target as well, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Is that your aim, is to get to that sort of figure? Is that your dream to get to that point?
Yeah, my dream is for no parent within the UK to not have a box that they can hold their memories in.
Yeah.
That's basically, memories last a lifetime.
Yeah.
And unfortunately some babies don't.
Yeah.
So as long as that every parent that has suffered a baby loss can have a memory box, then do you know what, my job is done. And
yeah,
whether that's coming from my charity, other charities that provide them, as long as every baby loss is covered, then do you know what, that's the job done. That's what we're striving towards.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got and we'll talk about a couple of things as we go through and repeat them over. So you've got a website where people get some more information from, haven't you?
Yeah.
So what's, just read it out for
and
us.
That's babyavasfoundation.org.
Yeah, cool, great. And I know Rich has got a couple of things coming up. You've got a charity ball. Do you want to talk about that? Let's talk about the charity. Is it charity
football match?
Yeah, whatever.
Charity football match is on the 21st of May. Last year we played against Birmingham All Stars, which are all the ex-pros.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we did lose 7-2, unfortunately.
But did you raise any cash? That's the main thing.
We raised about £2,500. So
brilliant.
You know what? If I raise £50, it's job
done. That's brilliant.
So we're playing them again. We're playing at Redditch United Football Club. And we're playing Birmingham City All-Stars again. We've actually turned this year into a fun day, a charity fun day, purely because we've got a fun fair there. We've got hot and cold food. We've got tombolas, we've got a raffle, and we're also playing, for all those soap people out there, we're playing Aaron from Emmerdale.
Not a clue who he is.
Yeah. He's bringing all these celebrities down, so
good.
We've got people from Emmerdale coming, we've got,
wow,
people from Hollyoaks, X Factor, some more ex-professionals. They're from a charity called, that Danny Miller set up, who's Aaron in Emmerdale. Called Once Upon a Smile.
Right.
So they do something similar to us, but they sort of go for where children have lost parents or,
wow,
brothers and sisters. So they do that, and Danny Miller set that up. So yeah, so we're sort of doing a joint venture where it's Redditch United. It's £10 an adult, £5 for a child, and it's literally just going to be a day of fun.
Because you've also done there's a song that you've done for the charity as well, haven't you? Do you want to talk about that?
I do a few things, obviously, just my own feelings, really. I did a leaflet called Through a Father's Eyes, so basically that gives an insight to how a father would feel after a baby loss, because I personally feel that they're not given the support that a mother's given.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not me being a selfish father. I feel that a mother can, what my wife or any other mother goes through, that's from finding out that those two lines on a pregnancy test, they became a mum that day.
Yeah, yeah.
To carry in, to then unfortunately losing that child is I can't even put into words. I would never even want to be that in that those footsteps or those shoes of those mums. But I feel that a father is sort of the protector, and and we hurt just as much.
I think people miss that a lot, and like I say, not knocking any mothers out there, but it's the same as when, you know, through divorce and all the rest of it, which is, you know, some sort of thing that often the paternal emotional loss is overlooked. It's all about the mother, the maternal. And I'm not saying don't do it, give it to the mother, but yeah, the paternal, the father, it's got a vested interest in that human being as well. So yeah, I'm going to hurt just as much. But I get the point that if you've actually had a child growing inside you for 9 months, then yeah, there's got to be a totally different connection to it, because you know, you've lived it day.
Yeah,
that you can't get away from it, can you?
No.
We can get away from it because you can go do something else.
Yeah, of course.
You
know? Yeah,
but they can't physically get away from that feeling 24/7. So yeah. I do get it. So what I think we'll do now, I think it's a good point to actually play the record, which we'll because I haven't heard it yet, so we'll stick that on now. And while you're listening to that, just have a think about these people. If you want to get involved, you can get involved for as little as a quid. That's one reason why we're doing this. Let's get some money raised for this amazing charity. So if you text AVA, that's AVAS01, then have a space and then put a pound sign with either 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or 10 or whatever you want to donate to 700070. So that's 700070. And it's AVAS01, space, then a pound sign, and then what you want to donate. So let's listen to the song. Well, hope you enjoyed that. That's great. Thanks for letting us have the opportunity to play that for everyone to listen to. So you've obviously listened to the song, and I'll repeat again what I just did before it. Please donate, even if it's a quid. Let's get rich with some cash. So text AVAS01 to 70070, and after you've put the AVAS01, do a space, then a pound sign, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, or whatever you want to donate. So thanks for that. So hopefully that'll get you some cash. There's also, I won't go through it because it's quite a long-winded one, but there's actually something that Rich is doing, which is, if you want to explain, but it's on Go Cardless. So Rich is probably going to get that on the website. So basically you just click on there and you can set up a monthly direct debit. So do you want to tell us quickly about that?
Yeah, well, what I was doing is obviously because the amount of baby loss in the UK is phenomenal and doesn't seem to be significantly coming down to a good figure. I mean, mm-hmm. A great figure would be zero.
Yeah.
So I put together as why I wanted to, how am I going to get every single baby loss covered at a cost of £250,000 every year. So I put my head together with my trustees and we came up with an idea. Well, not me, one of my trustees said, well, why don't we get people to donate a memory box to us every year?
Mm.
So what we did is we worked out some figures, and basically for you coffee drinkers out there, if you gave up one cup of coffee a week, which is about £1.25, Costa coffee is a lot more.
Yeah, I thought that. I've just been to Costa this morning. Yeah, it cost me more than that.
Yeah. So basically, £5 a month, every 12 payment that you were to make through this Go Cardless link, £5 a month, you donate a memory box to us.
Right.
My target is as many as possible. My amazing target would be 5,000 people. Once I got 5,000 people signed up to Go Cardless at £5 a month, I know that I can cover every single baby loss in the UK.
Well, I'm going to be doing one after this, mate. I'm going to sign up for it. Definitely. I think it's amazing to think that, you know, what every year someone's going to get something. I think it's nice. Nice. That's a nice. It's not nice, but it's a nice that it gives someone comfort. So
I see the fact that £5 a month, £1.25 a week. I think probably about 2 Mars bars, isn't it nowadays?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, if I know it's to some people £5 might be a lot of money because it might not be earning much, but it's almost for a lot of people, the majority of people, it's almost throwaway money, isn't it? I've probably got £5 knocking around in change in various bits of bobs in the house, so it's. Yeah, I think it's achievable for anyone, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
And even if they just do the text and donate a pound,
and they can even go onto the Just Giving site and type in Baby Ava Support Foundation.
Oh, cool.
And you can actually go on there and it will say donate a monthly amount.
Yeah.
So even if you can't donate £1.25 a week or £5 a month and you can only manage £1 a month, do you know what? That is so amazing. I don't discriminate about someone giving me £10, 10 pence a month.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I would much rather have a million people give me 10 pence a month than one person give me £5 a month.
Yeah.
So it's all about money. I don't see the money that comes in. So if someone donated, say, £10,000 to me today, I don't see it as £10,000. I see it as 250 memory boxes.
Yeah, you mentioned that at the start, and I'm thinking about money now, and I'm breaking it down into boxes. Mm. I can see boxes. I think it's great. I think it's a good way to look at it rather than, well, £250,000 as an example is, wow, that's a lot of money, but actually, if you break it down into £1.25 for people, and that's X amount of people, then it's blooming achievable, isn't it? Yeah. And I think it's good.
If we go on to the 10,000 people, then we can look at helping these families out as well in other ways, which is something that we've got in the pipeline.
Yeah.
But obviously, we've just got to get the memory boxes covered, and then we've got other stuff in the pipeline that we're going to look at doing in the near future.
Yeah. So, I mean, another question, not what you're doing, but what sort of support's out there? Because there might be people listening that's gone through and missed out on your baby boxes and the memory boxes, but are probably still living through it. Is the support network for that sort of thing, for parents?
There are some bereavement teams out there. There's a fantastic one in Liverpool called the Honeysuckle Team, and I've been up there and done talks, and I actually supply Liverpool Women's as well. Edwards Trust in Birmingham, they helped me when I had a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
They were fantastic. But yeah, you contact your local bereavement team, they'll put you in touch with anyone. I haven't been to university, I haven't got a degree in baby loss or bereavement.
Yeah.
But I've been there, I've done it, I've gone through the breakdowns, I've gone through the difficulty on a daily basis, even to this day. Ava will be free this year. People can pick a phone up to me if they want.
Yeah.
If there's a father out there that doesn't want to talk, or a mother, or anyone that doesn't want to talk to a bereavement team or a stranger, I've been through it. I pretty much know the feelings that you'll probably be feeling, and pick a phone up, and
yeah,
I will arrange to meet you, or you want to talk over the phone, you want to talk through Messenger, I'm available. There's a lot more involved than just, I mean, the memory boxes are the... call it a product, because at the end of the day it is a product, it is somewhere that goes, but the support from Baby Ava Support Foundation is there if it's needed. From myself, I've got some other people that have been through baby loss that are good supporters of the charity. So yeah, if there is anyone struggling out there then, and they don't feel like they can go to a bereavement team and they want to speak to someone that's been through it, then I'm available. My details are on the Facebook page and on the website.
Yeah, so what's the Facebook page, just to go over that?
It's facebook.com/, and it's Baby Ava's Foundation.
Yeah, so go on there, give him some likes, and then obviously the activities going on, the stuff we've talked about the football match, and I know he's got some other things planned for later on in the work year, probably links to the go-card list, the texting, all that, you know, that you can at least can get in contact with you if they want to get involved. Because there might be someone sat out there going, now, and I know people have helped you with some of the leaflets and all the rest, which people do, don't they?
Yeah.
There might be someone out there that goes, well, actually, I provide that and I'd like to get involved as well. So it'd be great if there was someone listening going, well, I'd like to donate not just money, but, you know, something towards you that helps you get along there. So everything helps, doesn't it, I suppose?
And we've got a big golf day coming up at the Nail Coat Hall on June the 2nd. So there's a couple of pros there. We've got a couple of hole-in-one prizes, which is one's a 7-night trip to Mauritius.
Nice.
A 3-night trip to Lisbon. One of the auction prizes is a trip to the 2018 Masters. That's an auction prize. There is a reserve on there that doesn't include flights, but I mean, that someone's donated that to us.
Mm. Brilliant.
Obviously, we've got the Winter Ball in November the 18th at Nail Coat Hall. So we'll have live music, comedian, magician, nice food, and just basically a massive fundraiser.
Great. So everything you're doing is just going to create more and more boxes, which is great. Well, I think we're getting a bit towards the end of the show now. So the shows just fly by. I can't believe it every time I do them. They're just like chatting away, and the next thing is, oh my God, we're at the end of the thing. So is there anything you want to say to anyone out there before we wrap up? Or
no, just even if you just go on the page and like it, and do you know what? If you want to do a fundraiser, you want to do a marathon, or you want to do any type of fundraising, we can provide all the clothing for you. Put it all over our Facebook page, put it all over our social media. And if there are any companies out there that do want to do a corporate sponsorship, then obviously they can get in touch and we can get a meeting and we can discuss it.
Yeah, and I hope they do, because you were talking about the clothing before, and I think that's great. So if anyone's doing a marathon or whatever you're doing, and you want to do it to a cause and you're not sure what to do it for, well, why not give this one a go? Because I think it's a really good, you know, a good thing to donate to. So thanks very much for coming across today and telling us about it. Before I go, I'm going to say again, so if you want to donate to AVA S01, then a space and then £ and whatever donation you want to donate to 70070, and I'm sure Richard will have a smile on his face as it pings through to his phone. So thanks very much for joining us today, and good luck with everything you're doing, Richard.
Thank you.
Right, people, I'm not going to end with my jingle. I thought it'd only fit in for those listening to play the song again. Please donate to AVAS01. Leave a space and a £ and then 123456 to 70070. For those listening on the podcast, I'll play the full song. For those of you who've been listening on the radio, thanks very much for listening. Thanks, Richard, for being on the show. Please donate.
Brightest in the safe, I am free from the pain, and I will be your angel in the rain. I am the ray of light that dances on the lake, the gentle sound of rain against your window pane. I am here and I'll never go away. I will be your angel in the rain. I am in the rainbow that takes your breath away. I am the feather that glides into your day. I know you hurt and that pain won't go away, but when you cry, I'm your angel in the rain. And some may say, time will heal the pain. Just think of all the good times, and that hurt will fade away. But they don't know the way I feel inside, that loneliness can eat you. I am the star at night that watches over you, the brightest in the sky that loves you like I do. I am here, I am free from the pain, and I will be your angel in the rain.